can end the game, if the Husky D can make a stop. Here comes the crowd. Zazula in shotgun formation. Esther in motion. Here comes the pass. Zazula with some pressure across the middle. Incomplete. Intended for Tinsley. Huskies take over on downs with 49 seconds to go.
Well, a big stop by Michigan Tech, and they did it when they had to. The Huskies come out with the victory 20-15 in what West Fromm predicted before the game would be a very low-scoring game again between these two teams. And you were right, Wes. Coach Curley joins us by phone. And, Coach, I know you said after the game to Josh on the field that obviously a lot of things to work on, but he had a great first half, and I thought pretty gutsy towards the end there when you had to come up with the big stops the team did.
Well, it did. Got down with one possession. It was kind of similar to last year. Last year we had the ball and had to drive it and score to win, and did. And this year they had that opportunity, and fortunate, we had some guys make some plays and got us off the field, and we were fortunate to get a win.
Coach, that defense of yours in that first half, just dominant. And I think it kind of started on that first play. Tanner Agan was just in the backfield almost immediately on their first play, and then they took a couple penalties and just never seemed to get it rolling in that first half. Talk about this, the play of the defense for you guys.
Well, I thought we played well defensively all ball game. We gave them a couple of drives there, late in the game, third and fourth quarter, but I think they had, 212, I think, total offense. And, if you can do that and keep somebody at 15 points, that's only two scores. You give me that every week, Wes, and I think we'd be okay.
How about evaluate Brandon Cowie? Obviously, his first career start at quarterback. He's been on the field a lot for you, but, his first time as a quarterback. Evaluate his play.
Well, I thought he played very, very well. He went 18 for 23. We were over 50%. In possession downs, which is it's kind of a quarterback situation for you. And over half of those were him running, and of course he made all those plays. He had 64 yards rushing, 178 passing. That's about 242. So when you get to 260, 255, somewhere in there, he had just about all of our offense.
How about one of the things we were concerned about going in was Wayne State brings a lot of pressure from a lot of different places. How did you think he handled that?
Well, he did. He had a couple that he the missed a read or could have hit a check down and didn't, and ran the football once, got the first down. He had a couple of them where maybe, one on the option where if he pitched it, it was probably big, but it was third down and two. And, he's coached. If you can get the first down on third down, you get the first down. And if you can run the football and you think you can get the first down, you do it. And every time that he ran the football, he got the first down for us.
How about Ian Fisher, Coach, and his play, and especially in that touchdown?
He had a nice catch on that one. We got fortunate; they didn't cover him.
That always makes it easier,
and,
right?
That always helps. And Dave Walter made a great catch on a ball that probably shouldn't have got thrown. So both of our touchdowns, I don't know if we were good, but I know we were quite lucky. But to take advantage of those situations. Ian made the catch, and then the rest of it he did. He beat a couple guys, and he got a good block downfield, and was able to get the ball in the end zone. And that's important. A receiver be able to, once they catch it, now get some yardage after it and put the ball in the end zone. Of course, that's, even a bigger plus.
Coach Curley is with us from the Michigan Tech football team. Coach, how about special teams? Josh King and everybody else on special teams, always a big question mark going in the first game of the season.
Well, a new kicker. We missed an extra point, which was disappointing. The field goal, that was, from a bad hash, from quite a distance, and he pounded it. It just barely right. So that wasn't that big a concern. Evan Gornick, true freshman, kicked off for us. The first one that, he was nervous and put it out of bounds. After that, everything else he did was really solid. He had a great pooch kick there at the end of the first half that we actually recovered and, had an extra chance to get some points.
You take on Malone this weekend, Coach. Back to a normal schedule, 1 o'clock on Saturday, a team that played another very good team in Ohio Dominican, lost 59-21. What have you seen on film in that game so far?
Well, they're improved. A lot of their guys were real young last year. They've got most of them back. Last year they played without their quarterback, who set the year with an injury. He's back, and he's a redshirt senior, and he can run around and make plays off their option game and play action stuff. And then, you know, and he can throw the deep ball. They opened up with a 80-yard touchdown pass, first play of the game against ODU, and, you know, moved the ball, put 21 points on the board. So, you know, I think we'll have our hands full, you know, for our defense.
Looking around the league, Coach, any upsets in your mind?
You know, not really. I think probably all the teams that were favored probably won. I'm a little surprised that, you know, that Finley got Hillsdale that you know, I don't want to say bad, but, you know, they were, it was 42-13 in the fourth quarter in that ball game. You know, Ashland's got a very good football team. I think we're aware of that. You know, Grand Valley's, you know, bouncing back. They'll be a good football team also.
How about as you look forward? Obviously, Malone coming in, but you got that early schedule. You know, three of our next four still at home. Talk about, you know, what things we need to do to continue to get better and you know, be a playoff team come the end of the season.
Well, I think the you know, the big thing is we've got to be able to play consistently. You know, for 60 minutes. You know, offensively, you know, we had, I think, 4 or 5 three and outs. We've got to be able to move the football. Both on the ground and in the air. You know, the thing now is people will have film and, you know, have seen the quarterback, and now they'll, you know, set a game plan to him. So we've got to make sure that we can, you know, run the football and knock people off line of scrimmage and, you know, and win that battle. I think that's going to be huge. You know, we've got to prove that we can get open against man coverage. You know, that'll be important. And, you know, and then defensively, you know, we did a good job, but we got some help there. You know, that quarterback, you know, their veteran senior went out first play of the game when Tanner, you know, busted up their mesh point, and they were playing a true freshman most of the ball game. So, you know, we're not going to get an awful lot of people are going to play a first-year quarterback. So, we're going to get tested yet, I'm sure, you know, on the back end of our defense.
Going back to Brandon Conway, Coach, anything that surprised you from him that you hadn't seen in practice or all these years he's been around the team?
Well, I thought he was very poised in the pocket. You know, that's a really good defensive football team we played, you know, Wayne State, and they did. They give us a lot of pressure. You know, I've always said we felt that their secondary might have been as good as anybody we played last year, and they, you know, they had three of those starters were back. But I thought he was very, very poised in the pocket. You know, he didn't rush. He took, you know, there's three or four times where, you know, he sat, waited for the receiver to get open and you know, delivered the ball where it should be.
Well, looking forward to the weekend, Coach. Another good forecast. Looks like mid-60s and sunshine for Saturday right now, and obviously looking forward to a good crowd as well as we take on Malone.
You know, I got to say something, Coach. You know, the Michigan Tech Husky crew tweets, you know, when you come out on the field with the team, the video of that. And I can watch that 100 times and get goosebumps every time. I would imagine it's the same for you. When you wait for that fight song to start and get introduced and you run out first and the team kind of, you know, runs over you kind of on the way to the field, it's got to give you some hairs standing up on the back of your neck too.
I'm just afraid I'm going to get hurt.
I noticed you kind of moved to the left.
I get way out of the way. Yeah. You know, I mean, this thing. We might change how that works, Dirk. But if it gives you goosebumps, then maybe we'll keep it for one or two more weeks.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea.
Well, okay, that'd be great,
Coach. Great win. Congratulations, and we're excited that you're back home. I think I'm excited that we're back to a 1 o'clock start. Even though I liked the Thursday night game, a little bit back to normal, and we're all ready to go. We wish you the best of luck this week.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, that's Coach Curley. He's 1-0 and going for 2-0. A big game on Saturday, 1 o'clock against Malone. We'll have the broadcast here starting at 4:30 as you're making your way to Sherman Field. We've got more Huskies Drive Time in just a little bit here on Mix 93 WKMJ, our weather brought to you by Superior Service.